Esports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
26 to 11, Mark McNamara is going to tell us what's happening with the Square Gators and the Pacers. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Sean. Morning, everybody. Pretty busy as always this time of year, mainly to focus on the Victoria Cup this weekend, but still plenty of good racing across New South Wales.
Yeah, you got a special guest, Anthony Batt.
We do. We had Bathurst last night, just quickly. Anthony Frisbee took a driving double. He was the honours up there. A few of the trainers with not so bigger teams won races too. Nigel Frisbee, Michael Munro, Peter Bulkey's got a decent sized team, and Steve Jones all recorded wins at Bathurst last night. Tamworth have got 8 races today. They're first at 1:40, and Penrith have 7 with their first at 6:17. Anthony Butt's been pretty well looked after by the club. He's in races 1, 2, and 4. Anthony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mark.
They've looked after you, 1, 2, and 4.
Yep, I know I'm working a lot harder nowadays, so they've got to make sure I have an early night.
How are you coping with the extra team work? I know you spoke to Brittany earlier in the week, but how's it all going for you and Sonia almost another week later?
No, it's great, yeah, really enjoying it. You've got a great lot of staff, so you know everything's going really well.
All right, you're driving for Tim again tonight. The old firm reunites as always out there at Penrith. Izzy Dagg, that spell looked to do him the world of good, mind you, for a Penrith 2-minute mile rate. He got a perfect trip in front at his racetrack return last time.
Yeah, he won pretty good, Mark, but, you know, the second horse gave him a bit of a fright, you know, close to the line, but they're well clear of the third horses, so, you know, he should have taken a bit of benefit out of that run, and as long as he can sort of work his way off the fence from that tricky draw, you know, he should be hard to beat, I think.
Yeah, he can't use his greatest attribute tonight, which is his gate speed.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So a bit of an awkward draw around Penrith, but he has got a bit of class, so hopefully he can overcome it.
On to race number 2, you're driving the 3-horse Mac Almighty. This bloke seems to have been around forever, and he's only having his 34th start tonight.
Yeah, he's a good, honestly, fella. He doesn't want them out of turn, but he's always a chance, and, you know, got a bit of gate speed, but, you know, probably the one, you know, the favourite, Belfast, will have to cross, so... as long as he settles handy, you know, he's definitely got each way chance anyway.
He's got a pretty good record at Penrith. At this stage of his career, is he better around the half-mile circuit, or he's just very versatile?
Oh, well, he's pretty versatile, but, you know what Meningle's like. You know, they can go those fast miles, and he's the sort of horse, he's, you know, just step back a grade, and he's always a chance. So, you know, Tim's sort of placed him pretty well, so, you know, he's raced well at Penrith in the past.
And your last drive comes up in race number 4, number 3, Rock and Roll Magic on his third at Albion Park, 2 starts. So there would have to be some hope in this. He was racing well before an 11th and 11th at Redcliffe and Albion Park, respectively.
Yeah, well, he's raced a pretty high level up there. He raced in the Redcliffe Cup against the big boys and got left parked and wasn't ideal for him. But, he's a pretty smart horse and, you know, first up off a break, but Tim's pretty happy with him. So, you know, I think class will take him a long way.
What about getting around Penrith tonight? He hasn't raced on a half-mile track before like Penrith. He raced around the triangle at Redcliffe. Did he get around there okay?
Yeah, he got around good. So, no, he's a good pacer, so I don't think that'll worry him. Yep.
Which is the best of the three, do you think, Anthony?
I think Izzy Dagg. You know, just as long as he can get half a run from that draw, you know, he should be hard to beat, hopefully, Mark. Yep.
I'll let you get back to work. I know you're a busy man now. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, anytime, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Butt there with a look at his three drives at Penrith tonight. Race 1, number 7, Izzy Dagg. Race 2, number 3, Mac Almighty. And race 4, number 3, I'm Rock and Roll Magic. The best of them, with some luck with the draw, will be race 1, number 7, Izzy Dagg. Got a couple of more guests going to join us this morning. Tom Downey, who co-owns Ardi Special, drove his first win at Eugowra on heat day. That was the 29th of September, and he joins us now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tell us about your first win at Eugowra. Roughly how many drives did it take you?
I think it was about 15. It was pretty, so, yeah, no, 15 drives I think it took, so yeah.
Going into the race, had you had a plan to go forward and then take the trail like it worked out?
No, not really. I thought I'd go forward and really see what happened, but it all planned out really nice, so yeah.
And your background in harness racing, you're now with Ricky Alchin, but you're from down the Riverina, I believe.
Yeah, no, from West Wyong. I moved up here about 12 months ago. And, yeah, I just sort of do something different, so, yeah.
And enjoying life in town?
Yeah, no, it's really good. It's a big change, but, no, I'm really enjoying it.
Ardi Special tonight, last start, Eugowra winner. He strikes a nice field. Have you been happy with him since the Eugowra run?
Yeah, no, I've been really happy. He's working really good and really happy, so just a tough race tonight, but we'll see how we go.
What about tactics tonight? You're drawn out in barrier number four, so one wider than you, Gower. Are you be looking to get across again, or there's a bit of speed inside of you tonight?
No, there's a fair bit of speed inside tonight, so I'm just trying to get a... He races good on the pegs, so I'll just try and get the pegs and see what happens.
You got co-own him. Is he the only one you've got shares in at the moment, or you got a few around?
Yeah, no, this is the only one, just me and my father, so we'll probably look to get another one later on, but yeah, we'll just play by ear.
And before I let you go, the moustache. It's a thing of beauty. How long's that been around?
Oh, about 4 or 5 years.
So is it a good luck charm now? Will it be sticking around? Because you could have played Freddie Mercury in the movie.
Yeah, no. It's going to be staying around for a fair while, so no.
No, we love a moustache. Tom, we love a moustache. Tom, thanks for joining us. Good luck with the driving career. 15 wins before your first one, and after that drive, I don't think you have to wait long for number two.
No, all good. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Downey there joins us from the Ricky Ulchin stable out at Menangle, formerly from West Wyalong. It was a pearler of a drive too at Yugara to get his first win. We do have three meetings today, of course, with Tem, or rather two meetings today, with Tamworth having a day meeting. They've got eight races. Their first gets underway at 1:40. Sarah Rushbrook has got three chances across the last three races of the day, and there's a story around one of them, a little bit of a sadder story, I guess. We'll get to that one when Sarah joins us in just a moment, but Sarah is online. Sarah, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Needing a bit of rain up your way, no doubt?
Oh, desperate need of it. Absolutely desperate here at the moment. Unfortunately, we haven't had a drop. It's, it's very, very dry.
There's a bit forecast for areas around this part of the world today in Sydney. What about up there? Anything in the forecast to give you guys some hope?
Yeah, look, they're telling us that hopefully tomorrow and Saturday we might get up to 10 mil. We'll take anything at the moment. So we just keep our fingers crossed and hope that it comes through.
Well, hopefully that works out for you guys after a good day at the trots today. Let's get into your runners. You've got a Rush, race 6, number 9. Awkward draw to work with, but you've got her absolutely flying at the moment.
Yeah, look, she's first up from a 3-week break today, but she's it's probably not a bad draw for her at all. Actually, she's quite versatile, that mare. She can go forward or she can sit and sprint. So we'll just take a little sit and see how the race pans out. So it probably might not be too bad for her at all.
On to race number 7, and you've got your runner in this race, a drive for Peter Rippon, and he's Novak, just looking to lift its form and trying to get back to what it did at Newcastle on the 6th of July. It's just been not quite as good as he has been since then.
No, look, Pete's had a few little issues with him. He said he sort of went off in the code and things like that, but he's been bringing him in and working him and with one of mine, got a Rush, actually. And they've both been working the house down, so I think Pete's got him pretty well close to being back right. Fingers crossed, today's the day.
Race 6, number 9 goes a crack. We'll all get on race 7, number 8 at value. And it's a bit of a sad day for Christian Shannon in race number 8.
Yeah, look, he's actually leaving me today, little Christian. He's been a very, very good horse to me and the owners. And it'll be a bit sad to see him go. But he's been such an honest horse for me. He's run a lot of seconds. We won a few races with him, but a lot of seconds with him. He's got huge gate speed, and over the time I've had him, he's gotten a lot tougher in his racing. His last couple of runs, he's been able to cheer up and finish on, he should be right thereabouts today as well. So,
do you use your gate speed and think, well, go forward if they catch me, all well and good. If they can't, we'll fare well with a win?
Yeah, look, that's pretty much what we do with him most weeks. He's There is two speed horses inside him, but I think it's good enough to sort of sit outside him. A mile would be preferable to the 1980 today, but he'll still run the 1980, no worries. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
He's been sold. Where's he off to so we can keep an eye on him?
Yeah, look, he's not going too far away. He's going to Inverell to Julie Hobday, so he'll still be, I dare say, making an appearance at Tamworth, and he'll probably make an appearance up the coastal show run. She loves going up to the shows, Julie. She's talking about taking him to the Ecke next year, so he'll hopefully race on and race on well for her.
Fantastic to hear. Do you have a preference of your three today, Sarah?
Look, I don't really. I think they're all sort of very least place chances today, with everything going to plan. So I don't really have a preference. Obviously, I think probably Got a Rush. She's a stable favourite of mine, being one I bred myself as well. So Yeah, she's probably my favourite out of the lot. But, look, they're all going to be place chances at the very worst today.
Fantastic. Sarah, thanks for joining us. Good luck with the three of them, especially to Christian Shannon in the last, and fingers crossed that rain comes tomorrow too.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah Rushbrook there, Sean, to wrap up a busy on the pace this morning with Plenty of Racing On.